Station on the ground reporting. Use odds and carpet. Yeah! Here we are, your main man reporting from Jam Jam. At 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground.
Bloodshot Bill, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
It's time for the news. Stay tuned. You're listening to the WGXC Morning Show. We're going to talk to Spike Priggin in a moment about the art show at Cityit in Catskill tonight.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the globe.
From the WGXC
needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Molly in Baltimore, Maryland. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
John Farrell is the highest ranking fire personnel in the county, and he made a comment that there is no plan or there still is no learning process of how to fight a possible fire.
Girls Alive is a safe space for young women in grade 8 through 12 to meet at TSL every Wednesday from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. beginning December 6th. Our focus is growing strong and healthy whole beings within the context of
the emergency plan, including management
as we learn
plan,
what it takes to be
plan,
memorable leaders in our community,
material,
we will be enjoying
and
local
the
foods,
facility
expressing hair art, singing, dancing, and moving to a collective body
monitoring
of music and sound.
Planning board chair,
wanna take
Teresa
it up a notch?
Golden said the board is waiting for more information from Catskill Grid. Golden said, and I quote, Green County also asked for 30 days to come back with their concerns, and they haven't come back yet. She is not taking any money, and I quote, from corporations and lobbyists, end quote, during the campaign. In 2021, Vinerin spoke about cryptocurrency mining in front of an assembly environmental committee that included Teague. Taliesin Thomas in Hyperallergic recommends 10 exhibitions to see in the Hudson Valley in March, including several locally. Thomas recommends 2 September gallery shows in Kinderhook. One is by United Kingdom-based Nell Brookfield, and the other is a group show on paper, paintings, fabric works, and a video from 10 women artists, including Sarah Lee and Allison Melberg Taylor. The story also has a preview of the Kevin Ford and Daniel Hurwitz show and Mark Joshua Epstein exhibition at Turley Gallery in Hudson, and the documentary-style color photographs by Sean Hermely in the show Hoops at Front Room Gallery in Hudson is also featured here. Read more about this story in Hyperallergic. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 1st. Local early morning temperatures range from 11 degrees in Medusa to 21 in Red Hook, and also Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Snow totals are in from yesterday. Rensselaerville got 1.8 inches, Bern got 2.5, and Middleburg topped out at 3 inches. Now, forget about all of that. Today will be dry and sunny with a high of 45 degrees. Stiff winds, however, will keep conditions in the very cold range. Wrap up and grab a hat and maybe even gloves when heading out. Overnight, temperatures barely kiss the freezing point. Then, tomorrow will be rainy all day long. We get a high temperature of 45 at 3 p.m. Rain continues into the dark night, but should taper off by morning as temperatures lower to about 42 degrees. Sunday, however, the rain stops and it will be partly cloudy with calm winds and a high of 58 degrees. Monday will still be dry with a high of 61 expected. Sunset today will be at 5:32 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:25 a.m. Looking way up, we see Anhadouken released yesterday may swing by tomorrow night. G1 class magnetic disturbances are expected. Speaking of which, now that it's here, March is where our planet's force field weakens the most, and auroras are most likely to make their way down to our neck of the woods. Plasma winds will be slow at 361 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 6 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz with good conditions below 4 overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 107, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
There's the dead air. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Catskill. Let's see if we can get Spike Priggin on the line here. Or Spike, if you're listening, you can call now. I'm trying to call you. What am I doing? I'm sorry. There he is. There's Spike Priggin.
Let's see. That's first time I called you, my phone just wasn't ringing.
Ah, I was discombobulated, I think, here at the WGXC studio. How are you doing today, Spike Priggin?
Good. I just woke up. I'm not on the air, am I?
You are in the air already, right? Yes, it's that kind of morning here at WGXC. So you have a special art show you have put together for tonight.
Oddly enough, I do.
Tell us all about it.
Well, it's called 1960s Big Eye Masters. Most people are probably, at least of a certain age, are probably familiar with these paintings of big-eyed, sad kids and pets that were huge in the 60s and 70s.
And then in thrift stores in the 80s and 90s.
But there was also a fine art aspect to it, and so my show is mostly original oil paintings by artists that, people probably have seen images by before, like dime store print type images of, but these are original oils by those same artists, including Margaret Keane, who really kind of kicked the whole thing off and was the most, her and her husband Walter were the most famous of the painters, but then eventually, there's a film about it. Tim Burton made a film called Big Eyes about it. Eventually it came out that Walter actually couldn't paint anything, and Margaret was painting all of the paintings in two different styles, in a so-called Walter style, and then in her own M.D.H. Keane style, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those great stories in pop culture history. Just like it's it's just a special story.
And so anyway, it's at a place on Main Street in Catskill called Citiot, C-I-T-I-O-T.
Very close to across the street from Spike's Record Rack, your record store on Main Street.
Yeah, it's just about half a block away from the record store. And there's an opening party tonight from 5 to 8, which should be fun because those guys seem like they like to party. And and it'll be up through March, the whole month of March, at least. And some of the paintings will be for sale, obviously not my favorite ones. And there will be some prints, some Keen prints mostly, for sale.
So they're all. This is all your private collection.
It is. It's what's left of my private collection. I kind of went nuts on eBay 25, 30 years ago, and at one point I owned, probably hundreds of different prints, and but I kind of pared it down to mostly just the original oil paintings is what I kept now. But yeah, it was my own personal collection.
what got you started with these paintings?
I was living in Park Slope, kind of Carroll Gardens-ish, and Lower Park Slope, and I saw a print in an antique shop. It was just I remember them from my childhood, and I bought it, and then I kept seeing more. And buying them, and then that was around the time that eBay started happening, and so I started looking for that stuff on eBay, and eventually, oddly enough, I figured out that someone that I had done a bunch of business with was actually Matthew Sweet, this recording artist.
Oh yeah, yeah, and, he's got and one of his albums is
honestly,
one of mine.
My... That's who encouraged me. That's the person that made me think that I could get some oil paintings. He was like, get out the New York phone book, look up fine art galleries, and start calling around and seeing if there's somebody that a gallery that still has some of these paintings from the 60s. And I was able to find the first gallery I called. In fact, I bought my first painting from. It was an Igor. They turned out to be, I call up this gallery and say, hey, you have any of that big eye kid art from the 60s? And the guy was like, have you heard of Igor? And I was like, yeah, Igor's great. He's like, we were Igor's dealer. So I ended up getting a nice Igor from them, and it just kind of snowballed from there. Actually, one of these paintings that I'll be showing tonight is featured, or at least a reproduction of it, is featured in the Big Eye movie, the Tim Burton Big Eye movie. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the very first painting you see in the movie. Margaret Keane is leaving her first husband in the middle of the night, and she's grabbing things, packing a suitcase, and she grabs a painting off the wall, and it's my painting that I own. So I didn't know about that beforehand, so it was kind of shocking.
Wow. So there'll be celebrities showing up tonight in Catskill?
Local celebrities.
That's right. That's right. Maybe
Brian DeWan will make it.
Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby might show up.
Hopefully.
Tell us the details when it's 5 to 8 tonight?
Yes, the opening party is 5 to 8. It's First Friday, which a lot of the businesses on Main Street in Catskill do something special. Stay open a little late, so it'll be part of the First Friday thing tonight. And party 5 to 8. City is located at 404 Main Street in the Village of Catskill. It's a very cute little place. They sell all kinds of different stuff, have delicious coffee and pastries, and it should be fun.
And while we've got you on the phone, we're talking to Spike Priggen from Spike's Record Rack in Catskill. How is the record store going?
It's going great. Yeah. I think it'll be 6 years in April. It'll also be 2 years in our new, much larger, nicer location in April as well. So things are going great. Yeah.
And it seems like Catskill slowly, more and more things seem to be opening.
Yeah, there's been a bit of turnover lately. The High Low went away and got replaced by a different cafe, Joust. and Mermaid Cafe went away and got replaced by a somewhat similar sandwich and salad place. But, you know, yeah, it's exciting. A new chef took over the New York restaurant from one of my favorite restaurants, Local 111.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the local
one. Catskill's got it going on, like the kids say.
All right. All right, and going on tonight from 5 to 8 at City It on Main Street, and it's First Friday, so there'll be lots of other things to do in Catskill tonight.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on, Spike. We will see you tonight at City It.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You are listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM on your radio dial. Oneida's coming to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Friday, March 8th. Here is Paralyzed. Whoops. From Oneida.
Next, we are going to hear Two Hamlets, the track from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows. That's Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and Albany-based musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Here is Two Hamlets from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows.
Trim it, give it a lather, a steam towel. Big smile, gosh, looks great, I'm glowing. Shape a few pounds, rave about a new show on Netflix. Project a disembodied speaker, brush dirt off my sweater. Dialogue, exposition, imperative persona. Wipe it out, erase it, deploy predictable patterns. Toward the mountains, slightly firm and sweet, drawn on paper, drawn from memory, drawn forth on a string pulled by a reckless actor, expository portion of a story, a montage, hats, gloves, anonymous coats, the streets empty of color, marzipan architecture overlooking Delft, the snow turns blue, already grieving for the self I was 5 minutes ago. Decorated wrong, stone-tongued, horned evil, just pick a way to go. In distress, I'm a mess, untogether, lacking finesse. I miss you, there I said it, but under my breath. Unsent texts, vats of words, add more to unsaid. First, rage of fold, raga myself. I no longer had to choose. House beneath the pines, beneath thinking and watching chopped and feeling sad about the breakup. I spoke a different language. I was Slovenian. I bent down to smell a flower. It was yellow and red and pink. It was any color it wanted. It split from itself and made a new flower, spreading sweetness in blue sugar air. Bitter green celery raga of air. Spinning air, turning air into air. Kettle water, spinning yarn. Spinning rail, spinning tangled trail. Knitting, thickening, tangled, never untangled. Iridescent insect thrumming air. Spinning rage into gold, rampage, rose tone, rag, spinning song. Outside the measure, inside, outside philosophy, touching, two hands hold. Two perfect hamlets being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. In suburban headlight night with mom and dad. Who will see the golden arches first? Two perfect hamlets being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. Two perfect hamlets being and not being. Two perfect hamlets being and not being.
Skyfur is from 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. That was Two Hamlets.
I'm Tom Rowe here in Accra, and it is almost March. I guess it's not quite March yet, but we're ready to jump in.
Not for that darn leap year day.
That's right. We got an extra day of winter this year. although if it's 60 degrees, I don't know if you can complain too much about the extra day.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Anyway,
it's an extra day this year, but a lot less days for the planet as a whole. I think is where we're.
That is true. Yeah, you. Count.
Way to put it positive.
Depends which way you count.
Yeah.
So the voices you're hearing are Mike Amari from the Chosen Family Zine and Liam Singer from the Avalon Lounge too, and both put on shows all around the area. Sorry, I missed your show Sunday night. I was planning on coming, and then I got something I had to do on the radio.
I've heard it all before,
but I heard it was great.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
Where did you played at the Kingston?
In a bike shop.
Yeah, Utility Bike Works.
Yeah, which was the main impetus for me to want to do the show, because I've never played in a bike shop. So.
Did you use the horns?
Yeah. I'm from Portland, Oregon, so I have played in a bike shop before.
Many times, I'm sure.
But it felt like coming home.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're here to talk about the Chosen Family Zines monthly wonderful concert calendar. I guess it's not just music. There's poetry on there. There's comedy on there. There's film on there. There's
music focused, but we mix it up. Definitely whenever there's something interesting comedy wise, we put it on, and then occasionally some art openings, poetry readings, etc.
Right on the morning of the first, we'll put this show paper up on the Instagram, which is at Chosen Family Presents, as well as Chosen Family Presents.com. If you know someone who's not on social media or want to find it that way, I put the pages on there. And then in April, we'll start doing the physical zine again, where we actually print it up and distribute it around the area. So I guess we'll talk about that next month. But it's been really encouraging. Like, the show paper for this March feels massive compared to maybe last year or 2 years ago.
Agreed.
So if that's any indication, I think,
well, there really are more venues now, right? There really are more places sort of doing things. No, you don't think so?
I guess there are a few. It feels very slow to, really fully, kind of recover from where it was before the pandemic, but definitely each year feels a little more.
Yeah. Last year
robust.
Felt to me like it was coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the summer, I think we've said before, like, there's so many more outdoor spaces for sure.
I guess it seems
so. Half
like
the year is definitely way more robust,
right?
But the indoor stuff, it feels like it's still kind of slowly coming back online. But I mean, Avalon Lounge, like, amazing month in March.
Yeah, we do have some good stuff. We do have some good stuff going on.
So there's no lack of programming in those indoor spaces.
Yeah. And also, you know, I noticed this month there's a few more non-traditional spaces popping up. There's a house show in Philmont, and Notice Recordings is hosting a few things in Stone Ridge.
I did see that.
So that's encouraging, because there were a couple of mainstay house venues for a while that seemed to be not doing stuff as much anymore, but good to see new stuff popping up.
There's that cool benefit happening at Lightforms in Hudson, too, which is, you know, a space that doesn't do that many sort of, like, shows like that.
But they usually have some sort of event with each art show. It might not be music all the time, but something, they have speakers and things going on there.
Yeah. But there's definitely, like some stuff that was sticking out to me at, like, Avalon, like Encodia, Ali Young. That's a great bill.
That is a great one.
I think we're
going to talk to Ali Young on Friday.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's a great bill. Also, Nicole Yoon with Gary's Dream. Nicole Yoon fronts the band Eternal Summers, and this is her solo stuff. It's, like, just very, very catchy, wonderful indie rock stuff.
Gary's Dream or Catskill, right?
Yeah, they're Catskill. That's on the 9th.
And I was asking Liam before we got on the air about this Pete and Pete Burlesque show.
Is that Saturday night?
That's this coming. That's the first. Which
so are
is
they?
Friday,
are they
right?
Friday night?
Are they immortalizing the show, or are they
making fun of, or both at the same time?
I think it's like a general, like, sincere nostalgia thing. But obviously having fun with, you know, this, like, 90s stuff, and, you know.
I'm slightly too old for Pete and Pete. I have younger friends that are into it, and it's the wall there.
But, I mean, Mike was mentioning we've covered, like, a Golden Girls Burlesque Review before, and this feels sort of in the same vein. Done with love, you know. And 90s nostalgia is obviously all the rage these days.
I did want to shout out on March 6th, our friend who's been doing the Karmic Karaoke's at Darling's in Tilson, Rosendale area. They're doing this sort of bigger karaoke skate at Skate Time.
That sounds really
cool.
That does sound like fun.
When is that? That is on March 6th. And it benefits, I think, like, two awesome nonprofits. So, check that out, Karmic Karaoke.
There should be more music shows at skating rinks in general.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Dance party-wise, Mike, who does he does Primal Disco at Avalon, he's bringing back the Audacity at Hutton Brickyards, which I think was very successful last time. That's on the 16th.
Yeah, and actually, so if you're not familiar with Hutton Brickyards, it's, like, right on the river. And that party is in a little building that they have there that's sort of separate from, like, their restaurant, and they have lodging and stuff. And they have a big outdoor space, but this is, like, in the indoor space, which is actually feels very nightclubby in a cool way.
Yeah, I've never been in there.
I think Michael takes a lot of pains to light it up for the event and stuff, too. And two out-of-the-ordinary dance events at Avalon, there's a party called Revival on the 21st. Which is, it's a Thursday, but it's starting at 7 p.m. because I always have people telling me I want to dance, but I got to go to bed early. So this is the chance. This is the time to do it. And then the next night is the Robin Party, which is a very very occasional party. But plenty of chances to dance. Tubby's calendar is, as always, looking great.
Yes. What is Thursday night? Isn't there something tomorrow night?
Well, they have Omni on the 1st.
Right. Yeah,
which is
awesome.
When is the 1st?
Friday.
Yeah. Omni and Vessel. Those are the band names. Omni, Vessel. So that's really all you need to know. I mean.
What else going on there?
Yeah.
Is it prog rock?
It's slightly proggy, but kind of lo-fi punky as well, you know.
Oh, that's what I was looking for. Horse Lords on the 18th.
I didn't notice that.
That's a pretty cool one. They're a really great band. sort of Lamont Young meets post-rock, I guess.
I think there's also like Pearl Moon in Woodstock. I don't know if you guys know that space. It's smaller venue space. It's like a nice restaurant bar, and they have a little area there. And they're starting to do more like some dance party stuff. They're doing a goth night that's like DJs and drag and all kinds of stuff. That's on the 15th. You know, I just felt like their programming for this month was a little more adventurous than what I've seen in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see the Tubby show I was talking about. It's Thursday. It's Cooper from Bitchin' Badhaus and Bill McKay.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I also noticed, so Catskill Harmony Guild is this crew that plays at the Pines in Mount Tremper. I noticed that John Medeski is joining them in March, which is a pretty cool sit-in.
It's another, like, small little restaurant bar spot where you can, you know, just get a table or whatever, and it's pretty amazing.
You get to run into those guys sometimes in the woods out here.
And actually, speaking of, at Colony on the 21st, Blueberry, which is sort of a local
Gwen
super
Siegel,
super band, they're playing, and they're playing with Gail Ann Dorsey opening, you know, infamously bass player to David Bowie and B-52s and all types of amazing bands, doing her own solo music, which is actually really great. Her voice is incredible. So I believe she's just opening the show solo, but there's definitely going to be some, like, heavy hitters in the room that night.
Yes, for sure.
I haven't seen an update. I saw the local raised enough money to build a stage.
They did, and they installed it, actually.
Oh, they did install it. Oh, great.
And I actually don't have their... Their shows
we're
in front
still
of
working
me.
On the show
it'll paper. Be on the show paper, and at Colony, like, they have this band Las Cafeteras that are like an LA, like, Chicano sort of Mexican folk sort of band. They're really awesome. I think if you're looking for something a little unexpected at Colony. That's on the 22nd. And right across the street from Colony at Graveside's definitely, like, been a little quieter this winter overall in their programming.
Well, they started off so fast and
furious. I think they'll find the balance.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, they'll find the balance. But they have a really great singer-songwriter there on the 29th, Katie Martucci, who's been, like, opening for tons of people on tour and is, I think, New York City based. I think, like, if you want some, like, to hear some really great singer-songwriter stuff, she'll be there on the 29th.
I'm looking up the locals events now. On the 15th, they have a crew called Psychedelic Chanson, which sounds killer.
Hmm.
Psychedelic Cumbia Band, Chica Libre's Oliver Cohen.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that show, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of French song, at Avalon... Helen Gillet is visiting on the 28th. She's a really incredible cellist who has a really wide variety, a really wide repertoire, including a lot of kind of older French songs.
And it's cello, but it's like she uses effects and stuff. And
it's
really
all over the place.
Yeah, like full sounding, soundscapey at times.
I mean, she's playing the Big Ears Festival, and she's visiting us on the way back.
Well,
so
I'm going to want to see this. I'm a big cello fan.
Gives you an idea.
She's great. And actually, one venue that is totally new to me that I just found is this comedy club in Poughkeepsie called Laugh It Up Comedy.
I know.
So
is laugh spelled with two F's?
And, well, here's the kicker. It's in a restaurant. So I haven't been there yet. The pictures looked fine. You know, I think it's maybe sort of an auxiliary space next to the main restaurant. But Colin Quinn is going to be there for two nights. And they have a whole robust, like, every weekend they have a show or two. And, you know, like, I saw Chris Redd, who was, like, on SNL for years, is going to be there. It's worth checking out if you want to see some stand-up comedy. I think there was actually another stand-up comedy show.
Tignataro.
Yep, Tig Notaro.
And there's a stand-up comedy show at the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties happening this month.
Yeah, the Upstate Comedy Club at the Orpheum in Saugerties on the 16th. So there's some stand-up comedy Orpheum, as usual, has some great like music doc-oriented stuff happening. It's usually on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
That's their Sonic Wave series. Definitely check that out. Especially if it's rainy for the next month.
They're
like
getting
the
theater upstairs fixed up. Is that happening?
That's supposed to open in March. I don't think they've put too much detail out yet, but it's like a state-of-the-art sound and video system and like, you know, fancier chairs and stuff. Yeah, it's called The Mark.
If we're on movies, there's an Instagram account of some movie club in Catskill that they were going to have a secret show of Blue Velvet and Secretary last weekend at the community theater, but at the last minute, electrical issues, I think, came up.
There's electrical issues
that we keep hearing about.
I want to mention that the Park Theater in Hudson continues to sort of go full tilt with at least filling up their weekends now with some cool stuff. This artist, Peter Mannheim, playing on the 22nd, seems really cool. He's a Northern Spy artist who kind of brings elements of psych and Afrobeat. And so they're bringing in some very interesting stuff
over
there. That's on the 22nd.
There's also the show with James Felice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's happening there. That's on the 2nd. Yeah, Larry Locus and Bell Skinner at Park Theater in Hudson. Yeah, I mean, it's great. Like, Hudson is so starved for, event spaces right now.
It's weird, isn't it?
And we should mention, so there is a little bit happening at Half Moon, like there is every month.
I think this weekend there's a show Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you kind of just have to trust that something will be going on and just go there. You might not be able to find out what it is ahead of time.
It's more likely to be on their Facebook page, I think, than on their web page.
And Hudson Hall is actually doing a sort of big production with Lady Moon and the Eclipse, which is mostly local.
Is that
folks.
For the Eclipse?
could be scheduled on the Eclipse.
I didn't think about that. Oh, that's good. But, some of the band, I think, is West Coast based now, but they were in Hudson for a long time. So I think that's going to be a real, like, sort of homecoming crowd.
That'll be a big one.
Energy from 10 or 15 years ago in Hudson, yeah.
Two more things to mention. The Joe McPhee with String show, which was canceled last minute in the fall, got rescheduled for March. So that's on the 16th.
Is that back in Kingston? Or?
No, it's Cunningham Hackett Arts Center.
Right, yeah.
And then also this kind of wild festival that's happening at Glen Falls House, 22nd through the 24th. It's a Wild Honey Pie joint, and local natives and Rebel Bucket are playing, as well as just a kind of a ton of artists. Check it out.
It's called On the Mountain, and I think some of it's at Hunter and some of it's at Glen Falls. It's sort of a all day, all night experience. Wild Honey Pie or Glen Falls House, you can find tickets to that. Looks fun. Looks like, end of the snow season fun.
Yeah.
And
Glen Falls has been busy this winter too. They got a new chef and Michelle and some guest chefs, and they've had some events.
And I will mention probably the band that's playing this month that I'm the biggest fan of is this band Tengger from South Korea, Japan. It's mostly new agey soundscapey music. So if you're into that, they're at Tubby's on the 23rd. It's not sold out yet, but it probably will get there. Yeah.
They played the 5th anniversary, I know, and I missed it, but everyone who was at that show said that they were a big highlight of the day.
Mm.
I timed my gummy just right for that performance. It was so good.
I see Easter is March 31st. Does that impact? Does that impact things?
Well, we have a pretty killer show at Avalon that night. That's Raven Chacon, Kite, Robbie Wing, and Luis Chavez for kind of noise experimental artists. Raven Chacon, pretty highly regarded composer and noise artist.
And we actually talked to him about a month ago because we was doing this project with him, but we talked about the Avalon show coming up, and he was looking forward to it.
I suppose I'm hoping Easter doesn't cut into that, but pre-sales have been pretty good, so.
I don't know that the crossover is that strong. I should mention there's a great party, another sort of dance party and like sort of drag and drag kings, drag queens, like themed party called Sheester in Kingston, and I think it's going to happen at a new space that's opening. And so they haven't really wanted to put that out there publicly yet, because I think it's still
Francesca's space.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the former Beverly, that which will be right. opening as.
But that's not
a new
official
space.
Yet.
Yes, so
they
check.
Still need to get
Lord,
planning
Lord
permits
knows
or whatever.
That, yeah, there's
yeah,
all
so,
sorts of
so
permits
check,
to get first.
I would say check the Queer Conspiracy, social media. Closer to the end of the month, then they will have all the details out.
Yeah, we'll probably have her on when the club opens, too. Probably, I would guess.
So, Sheester on the 31st as well.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a big, robust calendar this month. Check it out.
So we're back to back to October now?
Yeah, we're back to full speed ahead. A lot of great local bands playing this month. Too many to cover right now, but a lot of good stuff going on.
On March 2nd, poor people's campaigns throughout the country are gathering at their state capitals, advocating for no cuts to services and taxing the rich. Joining me here on Hudson Mohawk Magazine are Katie Carroll. She is a co-coordinator with the Capital Region Poor People's Campaign. Hey, Katie, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, boys.
And Joe Popperone, who is a tri-chair. That means they have three co-chairs, essentially. For the New York State Poor People's Campaign. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So let's start off by talking about the action and march rally happening on March 2nd. So tell us what we need to know, Joe.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Blaze. So this Saturday, March 2nd, not only in Albany, but actually all around the country, 32 states and Washington, D.C., are holding simultaneous state house assemblies, mass poor peoples and low wage workers state house assemblies. And our goal with this is to gather together poor and dispossessed, poor and working class people from all over our state, from all over the country, to make our voices heard, to lift up a shared vision and unified demands through our state houses and point the way towards an ongoing campaign through the rest of the year around voter education and mobilization, as well as just continued organization of poor and working class people. So before I get too far, the details for this Saturday in Albany for our listeners, we're going to be gathering at 10 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church in Albany. That's on the corner of State and Willett Street. We'll have a short march down to the state capitol and then a rally at West Capitol Park. Probably about an hour and a half, and then we'll make our way back up to the church for lunch shortly after that. We're expecting several hundred people, and the unified message around the country is that poverty equals death. Part of our unified demands around the country is that poverty is the fourth leading cause of death in this country. Almost 300,000 people die every year due to poverty-related issues. That's more than homicide, gun violence, diabetes, or obesity. And of course, depending who you talk to, many of those things can find direct or indirect connections to poverty as well. And this is something that is just not talked about. It's not on the radar of our state legislators, our national legislators. When we look at the presidential debates from 2020, there were 15 different presidential debates. None of them devoted even 30 minutes to poverty. We have in New York, we've connected this to one of our recurring campaign initiatives, a poor people's state of the state, where we lift up particular demands at our state level to address poverty.
I want to follow up. When you say poverty issues, what does that mean? Give us some examples.
Sure, certainly. We're talking about healthcare. We're talking about food insecurity. We're talking about environmental and ecological devastation. We're talking about housing insecurity. I could go through and give examples on nearly all of these things. One that is particularly important to us in New York that we've been following and organizing on is the Medicaid cutoffs of the past year. When COVID started, there was a public health emergency declared, and the annual redeterminations for folks to determine whether they were eligible for Medicaid were paused. Medicaid rolls expanded hugely. And for a lot of people, this was the first time that they had consistent and solid healthcare. Even if they'd had health coverage in their jobs before the pandemic, if they lost the jobs and then were able to get on Medicaid, they found out that Medicaid was better than some of the insurance plans that they were offered through their employer. But now, as of last year, that has been ended, and the redeterminations have started. And in New York, we've already seen over 1 million people be forced off of Medicaid. And this is devastating. Obviously, Medicaid is for poor and working class folks who don't have many other options for their health care. So this is a major way that our policy decisions are harmful to poor and working class people.
I know Reverend Joe has done a lot of advocacy on the specific poverty issue of medical debt. And I think that issue provides some really good examples of the precarity that people live in and how so many people are just one you know, medical bill away from being ruined. So I'd love to talk more about what we're doing here in New York and in Albany. So I